Good afternoon, everyone. It is now 1 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, May 16, 2023. And I want to call
the reference. You might have got some information going on with you.
I want to call this work session to order. If you will all rise for an invocation by Commissioner Tony Haas and the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Thank you, Father, for this blessed moisture. Thank you for all of your many blessings. Forgive us of our sins. Heal us from all our past hurts. Cover our families and friends and ourselves with your protective shield. Bless and protect everyone that seeks you and heal the world of its sickness and bring peace to those in conflict. In your name.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Thank you, commissioners. Roll call, Mr. Garan County.
Commissioner Hannes.
Here.
Commissioner Wieselman.
Here.
I am here. Approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda, Mr. Dorica?
Yes, Commissioner, the matter of the board to be moved item 2B, new commission.
Okay. Any questions, commissioners? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with that deletion.
Second motion.
Commissioner Wieselman?
Yes.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Pearson?
Yes, thank you, sir. I want to welcome all of you to this afternoon's work session. One of the reminders I want to put up there and disclosures, at any work session, no decision is going to be made. This is for conversation and conversation only. We will take all the information properly and if a decision needs to be made, it'll come as a line item later on in the forthcoming meeting. So for that, we invite anyone, member of the public, if you have any comments, questions, to please as well participate. So at this point in time, on section two of the agenda, we're going to be talking about term limits. So the let me at this time invite my fellow county commissioners to open up the agenda and set the floor for this conversation. Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Thank you, Chairman. Just to remind the audience today, this conversation was brought before the Board of County Commissioners 2 weeks ago at our regular scheduled board meeting regarding term limits of county commissioners. This topic was brought forward by a former county commissioner, Mr. Jim Montoya, and also a concern was brought forward in a by Mr. Chris Berea, a local businessman here in the community. So that's the purpose of this topic today. It's been thrown around for quite some time of asking term limits extension or removing term limits completely for county commissioners. We are the only one, as well as Mr. Solano, centering the room, the district attorney's office under the term limit in Los Angeles County. The remainder of the elected officials, chairman, was lifted many years ago, and they have unlimited term limits at this point. So the purpose of Mr. Montoya coming before was his request for us to move forward with this type of initiative. And that's the purpose of this work session today, to have this discussion with open public session, open session with our fellow elected officials and seeing where their perspective is. So I would appreciate if they were all to have an opportunity today speak an opinion of what their opinion would be or their thought process of lifting term limits for county commission. The current right now is a two-term, and the cycle is every 4 years. There is one office which will be vacant, and then the following 2 years is the following election for the other two county commissioners, which is District 3 and District 1. District 2 is the one that is up now at the end of 2024. And so that would be my seat. And that is the reason we're here today. They brought this before us to open up for dialogue and consideration moving forward. I have voiced my opinion at the last meeting in open session with Mr. Montoya and Mr. Perea that I would not be in a big proponent of unlimited terms for county commissioners. However, I would be in support of what Buffalo County did, and I still hold that position now, three terms for county commissioners. So that is my opening statement, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Commissioner Cummings.
And I concur with what Luis said. There's one thing that point of clarification that I'd like to make. And this doesn't necessarily mean that the county commissioners are shooting for that seat. They still have to run against a more qualified candidate if that should arise. So they still have, there is the opportunity of losing that seat. I think I made that clear the other day, right? Okay.
Yeah, exactly, Commissioner. The election process will still hold true with a primary and then a general election. So either party or unaffiliated, we still have to go through a primary election with any of the candidates, and then from there we go into the general election. It just would extend allowing the ability for commissioners to run for one extra term, and then it's up to the general public to make that vote move forward.
One other thing I'd like to say is I think this would be beneficial because it takes a whole term for a new county commissioner to get his feet wet, actually learn his job. The second term, you're able to get things done. And I think you guys are all witness of us getting things done right now. We hold many seats in many different offices and in different commissions and task forces. And anyway, it allows us to be better advocates for our constituents in Los Angeles County.
Thank you. Let me, anytime a ballot initiative comes to us with this magnitude, we always want to communicate with our elected from the county. We wouldn't want to presume that, in fact, this is something that came from county commissioners, which it did not. So the verification is there. So I would like to hear from my fellow elected officials from the county if, as Commissioner Luis Lopez is mentioning, extending the county commissioners to three terms, and if that is something that you would support. Before we go to the electorate, this conversation has to be honest amongst us. And then we also heard in the communication that perhaps our constituents or even our fellow elected officials would not support it. So at this time, I'd like to open up the floor for anyone that would be interested in providing any comments. And I see our district attorney is eagerly awaiting. So
I was looking to see who else.
Please.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here. I apologize. I'm not here as often as I probably should. You all know the challenges I faced in what is called the Northern District of the Third Judicial District, which in some ways I feel has robbed me of the opportunity to be the district attorney for the whole Third Judicial District. Although I'm proud of the work that staff does in Los Angeles County with the support of the county commissioners here. My comments are not meant to be negative about any of the three of you, because I think highly of each of you individually. At least one of us, maybe several of us, have had strong disagreements in the past, but I think we've been able to work through those since, if I recall, about 2018, which was the second year of my first term. So I'll raise my views in two contexts. One is personal, and then the other is from the institutional position that I hold. When term limits were first proposed, and I was around when that happened, and still remember when it happened, I was working with a number of high-profile officials in their administrations. I was actually opposed to term limits. But my view has changed over time, and more recently has come completely to the opposite position, which is, I believe, term limits are not only appropriate but needed. And I say that not just because of the national level, which from my perspective has become dysfunctional. And I harken back to the time when I served in President Reagan's administration. I served in President Clinton's administration. I had the opportunity to work directly and closely with Senators Hart and Senators Worth, with Senator Ben Nighthawk Campbell, and he's going to kill me because I'm spacing his name now, but that's the veterinarian, who was a senator, Republican senator. So my comments come from having served in two different administrations. But what I can say is the senators and the congresspeople of that time were willing to work without sacrificing their principles on getting things done, on accomplishing things that move things forward. Not getting everything you want, but at least doing things that work for the benefit of the public. Sadly, I don't believe that it's happening today. And I say that, in my view, as to both parties. The moderates of both parties have been squeezed out and are being squeezed out. And that is also true in terms of our state legislature. I just came out of our District Police Council meeting where, in fact, the conversation was the moderates of both parties are like in the national level, leaving, only to be replaced by those who find extremist or ultra positions on both sides. And we get into a situation here in Colorado where there's a supermajority, which is in our party, the party I'm in. But I have to say, when it comes to public safety, I don't believe have the same public safety interests that I have as a moderate Democrat. And that raises a concern to me, even though they are term limited. So my current view is personally that term limits are appropriate. I think 2-year terms, the legislature, the people were very wise in doing so. All statewide offices are 2 terms. And I do understand maybe the beginning of the first term is an argument, but a lot can be accomplished in the first term and in the second term. I also see a number of statewide or county or city positions that are 2 terms. In fact, another gentleman who I've crossed paths with professionally, the current mayor, John Southers, of El Paso County, is term limited to 2 terms. If there were anyone who by popular vote could probably get an extension of the 3rd term, he could. I'm convinced of that, given what he has done in Colorado Springs. But he is choosing to accept the will of the people in terms of 2 terms. The observation I have about people who don't have term limits is not at all positive, and that I include here in the 3rd Judicial District. It is no secret that I have had or chosen to take on elected officials in the city of county. In my view, we're not treating the district attorney's office properly, but more importantly, it's not just about how they treat the district attorney's office. The issue of public safety is not being met. And so I assume the county commissioners there, both Democrats and Republicans, position changed over 2 cycles. And the Democratic sheriff, who was proud enough to say in the litigation and in the most recent hearing where we dealing with the issue of contempt of court for not following the court's order related to the discovery process, mandatory discovery process, that it's okay, I've been elected for 6 terms. And therefore, no one needs to tell me how to do my job. As if what I was doing was trying to ask me to tell him how to do the job. I was just asking that the constitutional protection for defendants and the rights of the people and the public to have crimes prosecuted with all the core evidence with every investigation being presented. We have sheriffs nationally and law enforcement nationally who don't seem to get the proposition that they serve people, not all, because I do believe there are a lot of people who do, in fact, honor their oath. But for me, as I see it, as a general rule, I think two terms is appropriate. Institutionally, I guess I'm in a position saying that I am not a supporter and would be opposed to any extension of term limits. And again, it's because of the bad example, which is not here in this room, but the example that I faced and any future district attorney would face in the other county. Having county commissioners that have a term longer than the district attorney would pose problems. In fact, will pose problems because the commissioners then can assume that they can wait out any district attorney, wait out the litigation any district attorney they raise. In fact, I've heard that part of what's going on in Markham County is they're just waiting for me to be termed in and out. So they won't have to put up with it. So my point is, and my position is, the district attorney's office could be no less and no more than the county commissioners. Unfortunately, the way the structure is, in order for there to be an extension of term limits for the district attorney, each county has to pass for the district attorney a removal or lifting for the third term of the term limit proposal, which means that it's not a majority of the two counties. Each county would pass it. I have been blessed in this county with your work when we've tried to take on matters collectively to extend the public safety tax and other kinds of things. I even had the support of the commissioner, the early commissioner, when we tried to raise the initial public safety tax. Unfortunately, the same did not happen in Markham. Is not happening in Markham. And I do not have the confidence that there wouldn't be a concerted effort, even if they would be asked for, if a proposition was put on in Markham, for them to support it. And because of the institutional need of the district attorney to serve the same length of term as county commissioner, so that there cannot be this waiting them out, waiting the district attorney out, continuing to mess with the district attorney, which in my judgment, notwithstanding four positive judgments in my favor on specific issues in that litigation. That's why institutionally I say, unfortunately, I'm in a position of opposing, not because of you fine judgment, not because of Los Angeles, but because the district attorney's office facing the burden of having to be and pleasure of having to be in two counties, one of which is not supported. And who knows if that might happen in this county in the future. So it's really an institutional structure objection, not based on the personalities here. I do know, because I have followed it, that the three of you that helped bring this county forward since beginning in 2018, I think that's when, other than Commissioner Luis Lopez, each of you started to join in different capacities. I will be the first to say that you all, three of you, have worked hard to bring progress to Los Angeles County. But I'm in the awkward position of needing to protect the interests of the institution and the district attorney's office. And that's why I hold the position I do in terms of opposition, which would be different if, in fact, it was a collective effort by all six county commissions to extend the term and to also support extending the same term to the district attorney. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else from the audience or online? Any comments?
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Murphy.
Afternoon, John.
Good afternoon.
These are the records, actually. I started filming in 2005, and I had every tape I have ever meet the candidates. And this is, I think, the third time. No. Three. It's come up three times before this. And I'm not taking a side. I'm just telling you as an observer. I've seen this. There's absolutely nothing new. Carrie can go back and look at the elections or put it in the papers, you know, and look at it, but I don't think it seems that close. And then three times the same arguments, which I just as an observer. So back to 2005. This is the speed.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else online or here in the audience? Any comments? And again, I want to remind all of you that this, again, is a conversation that we're having, but I think ethically and morally, it is our responsibility to bring it not only to our elected officials, out of respect and out of courtesy, because we want to get your feedback. We want to basically get the opportunity to conversate and communicate. And if any one of you wants to visit with us later on, certainly you're more than welcome to as well. But this is something that again, is not coming from any one of the three of us. We want just the record to be completely clear that it was brought to us at the last county commissioners meeting. And therefore, it is now our responsibility to bring it to all of you, plus if we were to advance to our constituents. So, anyone else? Yes, our clerk and reporter, Carrie Apple.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So I would actually like to say that I don't see it as a bad idea for a three-term for commissioners. And I believe that we should bring it to our constituents to make that decision. And I know in the past we have had numbers that have looked good, times are different. And we're in a place right now where we should leave it up to people to decide whether or not. My concern is if we don't have people that run the three-term, what happens? What happens after two terms? It takes us 4 years to learn the situation. And then the next 4 years, we're getting our feet wet and we're starting to get a good feel for it. And then the next term, you can make changes and do the things that you feel are right. It's a constant learning curve. If we are pulled out of those positions early, what happens? It's then you put somebody else in the place who we start back this far one. I think if it's still true the fact that the people get to vote after three terms and they don't want you there, then they just vote you out. And that's even after 1 year, one term or two terms. They vote you out. So I think it would be a good idea to at least bring it to our constituents.
Thank you, Ms. Anyone else? Ms. Samara.
I think three terms, like I will just mimic and mirror what our reporter said. We all run every 4 years. If the public feels they have the opportunity to vote us out of office, then I do think the first 4 years you are learning the job, there's a lot to learn. The second term, you are getting things accomplished. As we know right now, we are facing a lot of uphill battles legislatively. We're the little man fighting the big man. And it's hard to, that knowledge goes, that experience goes, those connections, the networking things. And those are relationships and connections that hopefully we can continue to maintain and be positive and help impact Los Angeles County in a positive way. Just to be clear, since I was not here from the beginning, this is to remove term limits for commissioners. It doesn't affect the other elected officials' offices.
Correct. Okay. And it's not necessarily removing them. It would be adding
three, adding one more term. Three.
That is a request that came in front of us. Yes.
So while you're here, Mr. Motto, you've been in the office a long time. And this is just for public record. For input, knowledge, public knowledge, I guess that's the way to put it. County commissioners across the state are about 50% term limited and 50% not at all. Pueblo County just recently passed last year, all elected officials, three terms. In the assessor's office throughout the state, how many assessor's offices, if you know off the top of your head, term limited and are not term?
I believe we have six that are term limited. We do have three counties that are appointed. They are not elected, and that's Denver, Broomfield, And I, there's another metro county there. They are appointed. And but the rest are elected. I believe there are six that have term limits. And it is very devastating when you get an assessor into an office that does not know the jobs, the mandates, the laws. We are probably going to witness one this year that was a new re-elect and the office vacated. And when you get re-elected as an assessor in an odd year, when we get sworn in, you are coming into a re-evaluation year, which comes with a full Title 32 section law. So if you do not have some knowledge or have staff that can handle the job or perform the job, you can put your county in a very financially binding situation. You can get what is called, ordered by the state, a audit, a reevaluation order. The last one that happened here in Los Angeles County, I believe, was in 1986, and that was to the tune of over $1 million. So Watch County had one 5 years ago, and it was, well, like 1.5. So having elected officials that are knowledgeable, experienced, and can perform the job is something that's very imperative to local government functions.
And as assessor's offices also, if you want, would that have to become a licensed appraiser during that?
You must have some sort of license. Yes, it has to create a license.
Thank you. One last call on this topic. Pretty sensitive, Mr. Aragon.
Good afternoon, Commissioner.
Good afternoon, sir.
Although I'm not an elected official appointed by the Board of Viewpoints, you expressed that this is a matter that doesn't impact the Department of Human Services. I think many of the departments across the county, period. Leadership is more than just managing a group of people or a budget or items. This, the Army, as you learned, DHS alone is a large wheelhouse of programming and financial matters that, if I ask all three of you right now, you have a 100% grasp of. I can even say I have. And I think that goes to all of the elected official offices as well. Our knowledge base, based on our time in office, allows us then to guide you all as a board to provide that feedback and those approvals. My concern would be that just when you're getting your feedback, as you said, the commissioner asked, is then we're losing that commissioner because of the term limits. I am in full support of the three term process for commissioners because it takes me almost the 4 years to get commissioners, and I'm only the third, to get you all up to speed in what DHS actually looks like and the liabilities that come with that office. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. After 12 years in office, I wouldn't have all the acronyms you have to hear.
That test is still coming.
Tim Las Animas County, anybody else? One last call on this particular item. We really want to say thank you on behalf of Board of County Commissioners. We take this feedback very serious. It is important that we have the communication across offices, and this is one of the reasons why we call this work session, and we are interested in hearing what you all have to say. So, commissioners, any other conversation on that particular topic?
Thanks.
Okay. Then on that, we're going to move to other topics. Mr. Dorican.
Commissioner, the only other item on the other topics is sometime back at board had expressed a desire to have a this way off on the tangent. It probably doesn't pertain to anybody but us. And that is to develop or to have a conference room. And we're real close to perhaps establishing that the worst to the last that desire that would be down on the first floor where the building planning department right now is housed. And I just need to ask the board if we still want to proceed with developing that conference room. I guess we give feedback to the electors also if they decide to have one rather than continuing to have conferences here in chambers.
One of these days I'll learn to just be quiet. As far as the conference room, This works fine for anything that I have. And meeting here personally, it's just worked out fine. I'm going to call my 4-H hat now. Because I am a Fair Board member, I'm also a 4-H parent and a 4-H leader. We go through the planning and zoning area to get to 4-H, and there's a lot of traffic in May, June, and July, a lot of traffic. So that would be my concern as to how you route those people. If you're having a conference and somebody needs to get in touch with one of our extension agents, you either have to go through Christie's office, or I think that will be an issue we need to look at. And I might be speaking out of turn and on behalf of Lori and Kim, but I just know we have a lot of parents, kids, traffic going through there.
California. I think Mr. Solano will donate his conference room to us if we need it, right?
Actually, that is correct. And I want to go on the record and say that I was approached by the Torch. Because they sometimes have, as you all may know, they have some space up on the third floor, but it is very challenging to get up the steps to the third floor.
The fourth floor.
Yeah, we're on the third, see? Which I don't know directions or higher. And they sometimes have individuals who are otherwise needy and disabled or needing other alternatives. And I've said to him that the same applies to him. So the conference room is usable for anyone who needs to use it. They can work with the office administrator to coordinate when it can be used. We can basically close off enough doors so that no overhearing of what's going on there and no interruption of anything we're doing. So we now have two conference rooms, this room and that room, which is available for anyone to use. And again, that is because you all felt support. So reorganization in office space for the district attorney's office allows us to have that kind of coverage on a third way.
But the only reason it pops in my head is because when I go use the restroom, I see the lights off in that room. So like, it's probably not occupied.
You know, many people say I'm in the dark since it's my office, off of my office.
Bob, how big an impact would it have on you?
I have a lot of stuff. We all have a lot of 15, 20, 25 years ago. We've been here. All the big mapping containers in there, map surveys, plans, subdivision maps. Those who probably have to stay in there as if I need to remove where they are holding, there's not going to be lies like that. I guess my biggest thing is because of an extension, but you need a lot of traffic.
Commissioner, just to follow up, Department of Human Services currently has a conference room that's available to county staff at EB. It was just recently renovated between 8 and 10 folks. So if there's anything that you all need that will is that a Sylvia electronics mission conference to that room, and you can coordinate with our admin services to get that scheduled. We'll also be adding at the end of the year when we clear out that file we'll find a 15 to 20 person conference room in there that can be utilized as well. And it will be equipped with technology. So again, Zoom capability, cameras, speakers, all that good stuff. So
well, there's an option.
Thank you.
I'm glad we brought this topic up in front of everybody.
This is one of the most fulfilling work sessions that we've had for a long time. We are finding some answers. Any other questions, anybody else on this conference room? And once again, I want to say thank you all for attending this work session. We don't have any other items on the agenda. At this time, I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Reese Smokers?
Yes.
Commissioner Hanna?
Yes.
Commissioner Biggs?
Yes. Thank you so much, everybody.